Your story is still unfolding. Your story is not over until it's over. It's like a seed a farmer plants in good soil. With the advent of spring, it begins to bud. Once summer comes, it spreads its wings and blossoms. As fall approaches, leaves begin to fall, shedding unwanted fragments from past seasons, shedding of the unnecessary, the irrelevant. And when winter comes, it dies, or it remains dormant, only to be resurrected again the next spring. And the cycle goes on and on, like words in a book smothered with commas and colored with cliffhangers. So are the words that carefully detail your life's story. They keep speaking. They don't stop in the middle of a sentence. In John chapter 12, verse 1, it says, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. The Message translation puts it simply, 6 days before Passover, Jesus entered Bethany, where Lazarus, so recently raised from the dead, was living. One look at that verse and an epiphany comes forth. I stop reading once I realize that in the previous chapter, Lazarus was dead. Dead, buried, no longer breathing. One day he was living life to the fullest, having fun days with his sisters Mary and Martha and his friend Jesus, and another day he was dead. But in this chapter, praise God, he is alive again. In this chapter, he's referred to as the Lazarus who had been dead, but who Jesus had raised from the dead. Listen, your story is alive. It might have paused, maybe even died, but it's alive again. The details of Lazarus' life story were only just unfolding at this time. His death was nothing but a comma, a pause, a glitch in time, an ellipsis, a stint. And his resurrection happened just to show the glory and power of God. So you might be in a situation where you think it's the end of the world, but if you could only see through the eyes of God, you would give it one more push. You will be resurrected. We die daily, but we also resurrect daily in Christ. We constantly die to things that are of no use to us. For instance, every week a truck comes to my neighborhood to pick up all the week-long trash, disposed items deposited daily into the dark emptiness of a trash can. In the same way, there are things that we die daily to. The things of the world that we lose, our old character, our fleshly desires, our old goals, our no longer used physical items, such as an old couch, old clothes, old lip gloss, old toothbrush. Yes, those things. I was a teenager once filled with young, ignorant desires, sometimes excellently justified desires. Those were great times, the best of times and the worst of times. I remember spending long vacations, going swimming, eating suya, chicken and chips, VBS, buying that bright pink Adidas tennis shoes that became my most prized possession because I bought them from a real Adidas store in Lagos. I loved and was loved. I laughed and cried. I was full of life. I still am. However, now I'm in my late 20s. But hey, I'm loving where I am. I have a wonderful husband, an adorable baby, a career that's gradually pushing me forward past boundaries I could never have imagined. Right now, I really have no limits to the things I can do. I know God wants me here, but I also realize now that my life is only just unfolding. Like Lazarus, some things in my life might have died, but I stand here to praise his name because I have been fully resurrected in Christ and I'm swimming in newly found grace for this beautiful dream of a life God has placed in front of me. I am somewhere still at the beginning of the book God wrote about me. So much is still ahead of me. I'm pressing forward. Of course, I have loads of things I want to accomplish and challenges to overcome. We all have those. But the key is dying daily to things of the world that are irrelevant to my purpose and resurrecting daily in Christ, learning daily, gaining wisdom, feeling empowered.